Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, listen, folks, you got to know, by the way, about etaxbreaks.com. So if you're a business owner, if you've struggled during the pandemic and kept yourself open, if you hired people and then retained them, you did all the things it takes to just be what you'd call common sense, good ownership, stewardship, if you will, you may find you qualify for monies you didn't know were out there for free. How's that? So etaxbreaks.com, these folks have 23 years of experience. I know them personally. I've worked with them before. And all they do is they go out and find your company money you didn't know it qualified for. There's like 3,000 programs around the nation that, because of the way you run your business, how you hire people, where you put your business geographically, all these things, they might qualify for something. They only get paid if they find you money. How cool is that? So literally, there's no harm, no foul for checking into it. They've got a special website just for Right Side listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside. etaxbreaks.com/rightside. All right, listen, we're trying to get Chairman John Wall on the phone. I believe we're having some kind of disconnect there. But nonetheless, so we're going to work to try and get him on. And if he hears me speaking, hey, John, we need you. But I want to finish up with a storyline that I had going a minute ago. So you got the Brooklyn Nets, right? NBA team. And I'm not a big NBA guy, but I do know who Kyrie Irving is. And he has been taking this very positive role in terms of saying, hey, I don't know why you're making me take a shot. I don't believe I should have to. And he's been very reasonable. He's been very, holding the line. But he is not eligible to play in his own home games, because in Brooklyn, they're under a New York City mandate. And so he's literally been put on suspension, not playing at all. Well, like 1,000 people converged on Times Square to protest the issue. They had what they call the Broadway Rally for Freedom. If you've ever been to Times Square, I mean, it's amazing to see that place come to life. And that was a bucket list item for Charlene and I, was to be spend some time in New York City. We went up there with our friends Bobby and Lana, spent some time, and just had a great time. And it was like a dream come true to walk around and see that place just a few years ago. And then now the rallies are to try and get freedom back into New York City. And Kyrie Irving is leading the way on that. He is literally becoming a role model for what I would call freedom and the freedom resistance, if you will. All right, we got him on the phone. Let me go now to the phones. I want to thank John Wall, the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, for spending some time with us today. Chairman Wall, thanks for calling in. How are you today?
Oh, no, I'm doing great. And sorry I'm a little bit late. It's been a busy day as we're, working towards better government in the state of Alabama.
And I believe that, and what a worthy goal. So thank you for your time. And by the way, I know that is probably the most full-time unpaid job anyone could ever have, is to be the state party chairman. So thank you for that.
I tell people I have officially changed my residency. I now live on Interstate 65.
Living out of your car. Well, hey, listen, Chairman Wall, I mean, you don't live under a rock. You see the news every day. You know what's going on. And we're in this vaccine mandate, which I've been calling the vaccine madness here lately. And it's literally causing things to happen on a daily basis, it appears. People losing their jobs in fear of losing their jobs. Executive orders coming out. People thumbing their nose at the executive orders, like Auburn University. All said and done, the silent portion of government thus far has been our state legislature. And yet you came out last week, article on Yellowhammer News written by Jeff Poore, that you personally are calling upon them to do something very soon. Talk to me about that for a minute.
I think this is probably the defining issue of our time right now, and definitely of the 2022 election cycle. And so it's incredibly important that we address that as a society, and especially, I believe, as a Republican Party, and our pro-elected officials to do the same. And if we're going to be effective on this issue, I think it needs to be before December 8th, when these executive orders, or in OSHA's case, OSHA rules, take effect on December 8th. So I think it's very important that we do, if we're going to do anything, we do it now in a special session and not wait until a regular session, because it just won't have the same impact in defending people and helping people.
No, and I totally agree. And I don't know how often you've had a chance to hear the show, but we kind of helped break the details of a story yesterday in the Decatur area, and I know you live in North Alabama, and a company called United Launch Alliance, which is pushing to have its folks vaccinated by this week or lose their jobs, and they're literally pushing ahead of the Biden mandates, it appears. But these same folks were declared essential last year by the company ownership. And now they're being declared as, you know, basically like the unclean, the lepers. You're going to have to leave. And we're talking well over 100 employees.
It's something to watch. And it's extremely concerning to me, because I consider this to be literally the base level of discrimination. You're taking someone and you're saying, okay, one, we're going to strip you of your Fourth Amendment constitutional rights to privacy. Because we're going to force you to show your medical records, which...
Right.
Our country has always stood for medical freedom and medical privacy. So we're going to strip away your Fourth Amendment, and then we're also going to discriminate against you based on your belief of how you want to regulate your own body.
Yeah.
And that is a type of discrimination. I think we need to recognize that. That's one thing the party has done, is anytime we talk about this, we call it what it is. We go straight to the root and say we are opposed to discriminating against people for their belief of how they regulate their medical decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Chairman Wall, tell me this. You have your finger on the pulse of members of the party. And, you know, I know that sometimes the party is not the same as the legislature, but they all run on that party ticket. What are you hearing? And by the way, I've heard some things, but I want to hear from you. Are you hearing that there is any growing movement towards doing something and doing it soon?
Yes. Well, then let me back up a little bit, because there is three areas that I'm talking about here. Because the Republican Party, our base level, are Republican voters around the state. And we did a survey that measured that across the entire state of Alabama. And amongst Republican voters, 88% are opposed to forcing employers to force vaccination requirements on their employees.
88%.
Only 6% are for. And then amongst actual state executive committee members, we've actually I've asked for their opinion. And amongst that, it's even higher at 90. I think it's right now it's standing at 92% are opposed to this kind of government overreach. So the party is very, very unified on this issue. The voters are unified on this issue. We oppose what the federal government and the Biden administration and the leftist socialist Democrats are trying to do to the American people.
Right.
So we're united, and I believe the members of the state legislature are as well. I think if a bill. In a regular session, I think a bill will be coming up and probably will be passed. The question is, can we get it onto the floor in a special session?
And that would take a two-thirds vote of the body to make that happen.
It would either take the governor adding it to a special session or two-thirds vote on the body. Either way, though, there's not a lot of time. There's a lot of things that can go wrong, and it's just a very complex situation for members and for leadership.
Have you had, if you could say, have you had any conversations with the governor's office that you can talk about? Has they been responsive to you at all as the party chairman on this issue?
You know, I've been in quite a bit of contact with them. I'm very encouraging towards them adding this, either adding it to the redistricting call or to doing another special session directly after. So I've been in communication quite a bit, encouraging them to head that direction. Of course, they've got a lot of pressure from different sides, different voices. I understand that. I respect that. I did appreciate her saying in her press release with the executive order that this was the first step.
Yeah.
And I certainly hope that means there is a second and a third step.
Well, I agree. I agree completely. And Chairman Wall, if you don't mind, we're going to run to a short break. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you about her executive order and sort of the way forward on this issue. And so can you hang on with us and stay for a few more minutes?
I'll look forward to it.
Absolutely. All right, we're on with Chairman John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, who is here talking about vaccine mandates and the political movements that are going on in and around whether Alabama will do something, literally do something about the issue. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, glad to go back to the phones right away with Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party. He is the chairman who has been very active, really, in the role of what different aspects of governance do. He doesn't sit idly by and just become a cheerleader. He's literally saying, here's our way forward. Chairman Wall, we had the situation this week where Governor Ivey issued an executive order. And there have been those who have applauded it and those who have said didn't go far enough. In fact, there was some very serious stuff said this morning by Representative Tommy Haynes in Yellowhammer. I wonder your thoughts on the executive order. Can you just enlighten us where you stand on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I, this is how I look at it. I have a little bit of a mixed opinion between the two, I guess. I think it is a good step. I think the governor needed to come out with something quickly. She needed to address, you know, really say something official that she was opposed to it, start the legal process, because in the end, this is going to be decided in the courts. I think the critical thing is that we follow through, because I think it would be a mistake, both politically and policy-wise, not to have a piece of legislation at some point. And I'll explain why I think that. On a policy side, I think it needs to be in effect to be useful in federal court. You know, my mind goes back to Roe v. Wade, where the state of Texas never dreamed that the Supreme Court would rule it was okay to kill a baby for privacy reasons. But what the court came back with said, well, you and state law don't have anything that defines when life begins. And so, therefore, the court cannot base their decision on when life begins because government has not made that declaration.
Correct.
So I think it's incredibly important that we have state law that addresses the issue and has everything in place so the courts can't say, well, look, you haven't defined this.
Well,
and
I think
that's why on a policy side it's so important that the state stand up for citizens, get it official, and create a conflict. Because the only way you can have standing in federal court is to have a conflict. We need one.
I agree.
I think about Colorado. If Colorado can stand up for smoking marijuana, Alabama can stand up for people's right not to be discriminated for vaccine status.
And that's extremely well put. And Mr. Chairman, I mean, I think you nailed the point. But what that also does is it engages all three branches of government. At that point, you've got the court system will potentially deal with this under state law, but at very least the federal law. You've got the executive branch taking certain actions, but then you've got to have the legislative branch doing what it can to codify something at the state level to build that firewall, which the attorney general can then use on our behalf. And I think that's the piece that's missing right now.
I agree. I applaud the governor for the executive order. I love that she's taking a stand on it in the executive branch. And I think it's, and on the political side, I think it's so important for the members of the legislature. Their constituents are going to be calling them. And the public do not understand what it means we're not in session. And so I think it puts our state reps and our state senators in a very awkward position to not be able to tell their constituents, we've done something to protect you, and they have to wait till January before they can do something.
Well, and that's a great point. And I will say this, having served 8 years there myself in the state Senate, is that they do have a bully pulpit. And one of the things that's missing is you're not seeing press conferences from state legislators. You're not seeing town halls on the issue. You see the occasional social media post or appearing on a radio show. But for the most part, it's as if they've chosen to stay quiet. And that's got to change. And I would hope that you would, as a party chairman, maybe encourage them, but at the very least, get out there and say what you're going to do and give hope that something's coming as opposed to letting it go quiet. And then right now, what they're doing is fighting over the redrawing of their own districts. And that does not play well if people begin to look at it as you fixed your district, but you didn't fix my problem. And that's where we are. And now it's constitutionally mandated. They got to do that. But nonetheless, they can do two things. I will tell you this too, Mr. Chairman, just so you know, I'm encouraged by the fact that in the last few days since the executive order, I've been in direct contact with a number of state legislators. I'm sensing that there's a growing desire to actively engage the process. Now, I wish they had this desire more evident prior to this week, but at the very least, I think most of them realize that the governor's executive order, while it was sentimentally very strong, it was actively not very strong. It didn't really engage their constituents' needs, per se. And they recognize they're going to have to get involved. And I'm seeing and hearing that to the extent that even some of them have been sending me text of proposed legislation, and we've been going back and forth on the issue just off the record. And that's been encouraging to me.
Yes, no, absolutely. And I think we'll see more of that. I think a lot of the state reps and senators were waiting to see what would be on the call for the special session. And most of the members I talked to would like to address this issue. They know it's an issue. You got to remember, they're voters, they're citizens just like the rest of the state. And if they're at that same rate that the rest of Republicans are, I mean, they're 80-90% opposed to this.
Yeah.
So I think the appetite is there if it can come to the floor.
Well, and one thing that I know you also have is you have strong connections with the various associations in Montgomery, the Business Council of Alabama, the Trucking Association, the NFIB, Alpha, all the rest of them, and many of whom I have worked with as a state senator myself very effectively. I even have some awards sitting on my shelf right now for having worked with several of those associations. However, they have so far just opposed as opposed to contributing potential verbiage. They need to engage the process from a standpoint of here's what we think can happen and we can work with you on this. And right now we're not seeing that. All that's being sensed right now is that the business community is somehow opposed to anything good happening, and they've got to get off the sidelines and engage this process themselves.
No, I agree. For their own sake, because here's the thing. Once again, if you have an electorate who is overwhelmingly opposed to something, that you don't want to create this image that, hey, business is against the people.
Yeah.
And that's really not true here. I honestly believe the vast majority of business owners do not want to be regulated by the federal government, do not want to be forced to fire their employees. They're already having trouble with the labor shortage.
Right.
So I think you're right. I think it's very – I have actually been in contact with several organizations you mentioned and very, very much encouraging them to get involved, because I think it would serve their members well, and it would serve the public well for them to be involved in this process and encouraging good legislation.
Yes.
On this issue.
All right. And I have as well, and I'm glad you are. Mr. Chairman, we are up against it. I certainly appreciate your time today. Thanks for being on Right Side Radio, and we'd like to have you back more in the future.
It's been an honor. I always enjoy it, and look forward to be back.
All right, thank you. That's Chairman John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, who recently called on the Alabama State Legislature, just like he did on the show today, to engage the process actively as a third branch of government to deal with the question of vaccine mandates. All right, folks, listen. Hey, I got something I'm going to play for you that I think will encourage you when we get back, all right? Floyd Mayweather, boxer, what did he say about vaccine mandates? Well, I got an audio that I'm going to play for you when we get back. Copper, go ahead and get clip one ready, because we're going to play it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right.